Good morning, Columbus, Ohio branch. This is your president, and I'm feeling real good. So I want to get my podcast started by telling everybody. Branch president. Yeah, be careful, everybody. Hey, this is your branch president. While I have Cardi B in the background, keeping that flow ever so tight. Hey, listen, branch, we have to be careful. There are forces, and I never said in headquarters, but there are forces out there that I'm beginning to believe just don't want to see Columbus unified. I'm willing to meet anybody halfway so we can get our branch back to being the strong branch that it can be. But again, we have to look at each other because we see each other every day and not let outsiders make decisions on who we're going to like, who we're not going to like, or who we're going to allow to be the leader of our branch. I'm hoping that you search deep inside you and the answer to all those questions end up with Kenny Hodge. I have the experience. I have the temperament. I have the package that is needed for a strong union leader in these days and times. And I hope, I really hope sincerely that we don't get derailed by nonsense coming from other avenues. There are some who don't want to see Columbus unified. And if you think I'm joking about that, you can simply ask the stewards that are there now. We are a vital point or part of the election process. We are one of the largest branches, which means we are one of the top vote givers, getters, not voters, but we are in those big numbers. And let me tell you something, we have to come together on a solidarity tip. And I hope you decide when we come together that I am the best person for this job. And it's apparent that the local president has no intentions of putting me back in my job. So I want you to remember that. Because let me tell you something, you can say I'm tenacious, I'm repulsive, whatever you want to say. But just remember, the same thing that happened to me can happen to you. Now, is that what you want in a branch? Do you want to have a branch that if the local president has an issue, regardless of the issue, with a branch president, that branch president is just taken out of office? If we reside or if we become comfortable with that type of leadership, I'm going to tell you, then we may as well stop having elections for branch offices, only elect a local president, and then let the local president select his branch presidents. But that's not real democratic, and that's not what our Constitution calls for. But unfortunately, in Local 304, that's what we have. Because I want to say to the members, again, you have to wake up. You have to get involved in this process if you want to be a part of the process. Because I want to tell you, I find it real strange and I find it real heartbreaking to find out I'm not the only president who suffered at the hand of our current local president. And when I say suffered, I mean the current local president has imposed a suspension or some other type of unjustified disciplinary process on other branch presidents. So let me tell you, I thought this was just happening to me, but as I talk to members who've been around 10 years or so, I find out that no, this isn't. This is part of what the current local president uses as a power move. Now, I gotta tell you, anybody who's voted into office, and even if they have processes that are not perfect or processes that need to be corrected. It should be important to headquarters, to the national and the local, that those processes are checked and fixed, not just people taken out of office. When you remove people, elected officials, from office in the manner that is kind of customary in Local 304 under the current president, Bip McLemore, then that's an issue. Because now the issue becomes somewhat like supporting Donald Trump. If I don't support you, we can't have any differences, because if we do, then I have to disappear. Hey, come on, we have to be better than that. We have to be at a point that if I don't support you, then let's sit down and dialogue as to why. And we have to find common ground. And common ground being, if I have a point that is not valid, then you should have the temperament and the patience to show me or any other branch president of the error in our ways. But if you can't, then you should be big enough to say, you know, maybe we overlooked that, and maybe this branch president is exactly correct. Let's figure out how we can address that. Definitely not the tune of my local right now, but hopefully, again, when I'm in office, we're going to change that. And I definitely want to say to all the members, I am outside of this real sad situation I find myself in right now. I mean, when I say outside of it, I still want to work with members, even though it is a local president's desire that I disappear. Now, again, working within the confines of that nonsense suspension I'm on, I still want to talk to members. I still want to be a guidance for members. I want members to know that although the local president has suspended me from full activity of my duty, whatever I can do within the confines of his suspension, I'm going to do. And I'm sure, based on my emails, my phone calls, and the work I still put in on a daily basis, that most of the members understand and respect that. And to those members in Columbus that really think I was a terrible leader or really think I need to be gone, I ask you, is that a personal decision or is that a business decision? And when I say that, I mean, are you still mad at Kenny Hodge over something years ago? I'm just saying. Or do you really believe that Ken Hodge does not have the skill, the will, the ability, and the undying motivation and energy to lead your branch? Because if you believe in the latter, then maybe I should go away. If you honestly believe that I am not the right person to lead this branch and to strengthen this branch, then, you know, maybe I should go away. But based on the election and based on those who voted, that's not what we believe. So all my supporters in Columbus who supported me for the election, and I still do work for, again, without interfering with what your stewards do, I ask you to continue supporting me. In fact, I ask you to talk about some of the things we do with other mail handlers, because in this upcoming election, it is my goal to not only have over 3,000 members vote in this election, but it is my goal to capture at least 2,500 of those votes.
Let's find out and see. Cardi B, you know where I'm at. You know where I be. You run the club. I get the money and go.